I think it is a great privilege to be able to give one's own knowledge, which one has achieved in a long lifetime of work and of concentration and devotion, that one can then give young people advice. I go very carefully out of the way of any vocal technical advice. Everything is for interpretation. What does that mean, really, teaching interpretation? Interpretation is something so entirely personal that there is a great danger that a student would imitate me, which is the last thing on earth which I want, because I consider imitation as a sign of artistic weakness, of a lack of personality. And I always urge them not to imitate me, but it is natural that they will in the beginning, because they have to find their way. But you see, what my teaching really is, I try to arouse their imagination and try to make them forget their private personality and become the song or the aria or the role which they are doing. Now they cannot do that immediately. This is impossible. But I have had made the experience that some students who really have been a very short time only in my class, for instance, as I come fleetingly here for 3 weeks, that 2 or 3 years later, they have written me a letter. They have started now their career, and it has come back to them. It has grown in them very much what I said. And they were able to make their own, which I have once told them, which is rather wonderful, and which is for me a great satisfaction.